The time now is 8:54, and it is the time of year when many of us try to battle the Christmas blues by booking our summer holidays. The new year brings not only sales on our two major airlines, but also the introduction of some new routes. And to talk us through all of this and give us some tips, we're joined in studio by Eoin Corey, editor of Travel Extra. And Eoin, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming in to us.
Good morning, Sarah.
We might start with the transatlantic options first. What's become available or what's going to open up?
Two big transatlantic routes. Pittsburgh, huge connections with Ireland. Aer Lingus sponsor the Steelers or have a sponsorship deal with the Steelers. Direct to Pittsburgh and direct to a place called Raleigh-Durham in Carolina, which would be pretty important for connections. Not as well known on this side of the Atlantic, but will be very important inbound. They're the two big transatlantic Aer Lingus routes. We also have loads of Europe coming on, some from Aer Lingus and some from Ryanair. Big marquee story will be Tirana, Albania. There's only three capitals left in Europe that we don't have direct flights to from Dublin. Tirana is coming this year. It would be between Greece and Croatia. So you have those beautiful beaches at about 30% cheaper than you'd be paying in the other destinations. Always worth looking at a new route in the first year. Ryanair and other airlines will factor in a loss for the first year while the route gets established. And from a consumer point of view, that's the time to pounce, Sarah.
Okay, because it's not much of a tourist destination yet, Tirana, but now's the time to go, maybe.
Ryanair moved in last year and opened London and places like that and got great reaction. And the Albanian Tourist Board loved them, of course, because they haven't really featured, as you say.
OK, and then some bad news on for very popular destinations like Greece and the Canary Islands.
Traditionally, we've always travelled in charter flights way back. That's how it started back in the 50s. We have never had as few charter flights off the island of Ireland as we have next year. The reason is the major tour operator, TUI, have decided not to charter their own aircraft. They're still selling their holidays, those wonderful all-inclusive beach clubs. They'll be using Ryanair and Aer Lingus to get to those destinations. A lot of Spain, the big fat trunk routes are Faro and Malaga, but Greece has been very important for those TUI customers. What will happen as a result of that is more customers, 100,000 more seats, are going to be looking for the existing Ryanair and Aer Lingus schedules. Only one thing can happen after that: the prices go up. Book early, jump in January. There's very good airline sales at the moment, by the way. Both Aer Lingus and Ryanair are up. The way airline sales work, look at two things: look at the book by date. It's January the 20th for Aer Lingus, January 27th for Ryanair 25, but the travel date's very important. Ryanair will travel dates go run through the summer. Aer Lingus, it's really April, it's May and June that your travel will run out. That means if you're looking for summer, you're not going to find it in the sale. British Airways also announced their sale yesterday. Their travel dates run to December the 6th with some blackout dates on the way. So good time to book, and my strong advice is book early. You're going to get better prices.
Okay, especially with that going on as you've outlined. What about Ireland's offering in 2026?
Oh, two big five-star hotel openings, really important. The Hawthorn in Galway, just south of Galway City, looking across the bay to Galway City.
Lovely.
And the Grace in Westport, named after Grace O'Malley. I wonder how the Pirate Queen would think of a five-star hotel being named in her honour. It's the former Hotel Westport. It's a big news because it's part of a bigger development that's going on in Westport House over the next couple of years. Both of those are opening in March. They're already taking bookings. We'll have a very high-end hotel in Dublin Airport. Listeners will have seen it being built right beside Terminal 2. And at the budget end, we've a couple of Premier Inns coming in, one in Dublin, one in Belfast, possibly one in Cork opening this year. The big, from the visitor attraction point of view, the big development is in Cavan, the Shannon Pot, where the Shannon arises. That's pretty much the big budget. Not many big budget investments in Irish tourism. That's probably the big one of the year. And we'll probably have the Norman Centre, Norman History, William the Conqueror anniversary coming up. And that'll be opening in New Ross, possibly before the end of the summer. So a few things happening, and always remember, even if you've seen it once, go back and see it again, because things are evolving so fast in Irish tourism. There's always something new happening. A new zip line, for instance, coming in Dunadeer Forest Park in County Kildare. Lots to see.
Okay, that's my to-do list for when I finish the programme this morning. That's sorted. Eoin Corey, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Sarah.